the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Please, all the deacons, go outside. The deacons, yeah, outside, please. Today we are celebrating the Feast of St. Mark. As we, on the Gospel, always when we have the fifth week, like for every time we have four Sundays per month, the Coptic month. When it comes to the fifth Sunday, so we are usually reading the Gospel from St. John about the feeding of multitude, which is called the Gospel of the Blessing. As if we have, like always, we have 4 weeks, four Sundays only. So when the church see that we have fifth Sunday, it's a blessing. It's more blessing. That's why we call this Gospel, for which we read already today, this morning, we read about the feeding multitude, which is called Gospel of Blessing. And I should talk about the Gospel of Blessing, but I couldn't when it's the Feast of St. Mark, the founder of our Coptic Church. That's why I couldn't stop myself to talk about St. Mark. One day, and I was, there's a big cathedral in Venice, in Italy, on the name of St. Mark. And it's really very big, and one day I wanted to visit this, and it was in the summer. So when I tried to enter to the church, to the cathedral of St. Mark at the time, so someone stopped me in the door, on the door. I have my pants and I have my t-shirt before my priesthood. So the guy stopped me and he's like, where are you going? I'm going inside the church. Are you going with this t-shirt and pants? Like, what is like a t-shirt? It's summer and it's hot, it's August. So he said a word, I remember this, it's from 2007. He said, you are going now to go inside the church of St. Mark the Great. How are you going to go inside with your t-shirt? You have to have something long sleeve. You have to respect who going to meet inside. And I was wondering. I was like, we are not giving like this level to this saint, the founder of our Christianity in Egypt. And I found it in the other cathedral in Venice. That's why I was thinking always, like, we're not giving, like, a value to St. Mark. We are here according to what he did before. We are Christians because he came to Alexandria, but came to Egypt and preached the word of God. We are still strong as a Coptic church. Yes, I can say it. Among all the churches, we are still strong. We are still strong church. And all that other churches know this. That's why we're thinking, what I should learn from St. Mark. Like, he's a founder of my church. He's an evangelist. He wrote a gospel. The smallest gospel, and he's very, like, he picked small things and wrote about it. He take care about small things. That's why if you read St. Mark's gospel, you're going to find something that's not written in the other. In Isaiah, the burden against Egypt, behold, the Lord rides on a swift cloud and will come into Egypt. The idols of Egypt will totter at his presence. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt. Blessed Egypt, my people. And when Jesus Christ, he came and visited Egypt and blessed this land, St. Mark came after preach the word of Christ in this land. The apostle, St. Mark, brought the true light of Christ into Egypt. But if we from outside, if we talk about St. Mark, like from outside, he's a great saint, a great apostle. He came to Egypt, and what at that time in Egypt it was like a lot of civilizations, Pharaonic, Romans, Greece, Greek, all. And he was standing in front of all of that. But you can imagine that if we talk about St. Mark, it's not the perfect story. It wasn't the perfect story. It was a weakness transformed by grace. Started by the first, if we talk about the first things happened with St. Mark, when he was in Gethsemane, and he escaped and he flew naked. So this is the first story we know St. Mark about it. So it's not a perfect story. It's a story of weaknesses transformed by grace, failure redeemed by repentance, and human fear overcome by divine strength. The first lesson, it was a power of a holy home. In Acts, it's written, when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying in Acts. Which house? The upper room? The house? The house of St. Mary, the mother of John or Mark. It was this place where Jesus Christ started his mission by giving the communion, by starting to start, and he founding the first things by the communion. He gave the Eucharist. And why he chose this place? He knows very well how Mary raised Mark. The power of a holy home. That's why we know very well that this house became the seed of early church in Jerusalem. You can imagine, then Mark, he was inside this room, this home, and he found Jesus Christ. He was inside with the disciples, and he gave them the communion, the Eucharist, and he washed their feet. And after that, he saw Jesus Christ. He went to Gethsemane, so he went after him because like he is following him. So he saw the humility. He saw everything inside this house. And Jesus Christ, he chose this house because he knows this house is house of prayers. That's why I have to understand how to raise my kids and how to transform my house to the house of prayers. House of purity. One day he was inside his house and he found St. Peter. He flew from the presence by the angels and he came to him and knocked the door and he found where you came from. Like I came from the prison and the angel told me to come here. The house, it was a house of prayer. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Isaiah 56:7. St. John Chrysostom, he said, if the root is holy, so are the branches. The faith of parents is a seed of salvation in their children. I'm gonna read it again. If the root is holy, so are the branches. The faith of parents is the seed of salvation in their children. St. John Chrysostom. So, the first lesson. St. Mark, he raised in a holy home, by home of prayers, and he saw Christ inside this home. So he started to serve because he saw this by an apostle with apostles. So you can imagine that if we aren't so scared about our kids, for example, when they go outside. Yes, I agree with you. Outside is so scary. But if the house is a house of prayers, house of opening being like we talk about Christ, house of purity, house we are always, for example, listening to hymns, listening to Christian songs. We are talking about Christ. We're talking about the gospel. We are talking about everything. So we raised our kids inside the house of prayer, so outside they will not be affected. I will not be scared anymore, because I know very well they are going to be strong enough. So Mark, he learned the lesson from the house in first, and he saw Christ. And I hope that our kids too see Christ. But it wasn't 100% perfect. It's when zeal meets weakness. One day, Church of Antioch sent Paul and Barnabas to for the first missionary journey. And they took Mark as a helper. He was too young. Maybe 20s. So what happened, when he was on their way, so Mark, he's so young. So what happened, he has homesickness and he was very tired. Paul, he was a very strong man in service. And Barnabas too. But Mark, he was too young at that age. So in the middle of the journey, he said, I can't continue. I'm so sorry. I have to go. I have homesickness. I have to go back to my home now. I have to see my mother. I have to see my home. I have to see my city. And I'm so tired. What you're doing, Farhada. I'm tired. And he left. St. Paul, he was very strong. And actually saw this as desertion and later refused to take him again. Like you can imagine, when St. Paul, he saw Mark again, he said, I will never take Mark with me. So you can imagine a failure. Beginning of his story, it's a failure. Someone, like it's very weak. In Acts, he said, then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. How it's painful when I feel I'm weak and someone refuses me. St. Paul, he has a reason. In service, you have to be strong. When you start a service, you have to continue service. Not stop yourself in the middle. Don't stop and say I can't, it's too hard on me. When you start a service, you have to continue the service, even whatever and what happens. It's a deal between me and between God. That's why you have this is what in Paul's mind. That's why he refused him again. But it's very painful for Mark, the young man, to start his life, and someone like Paul refused him. But again, this moment of weakness became the turning point of his life. He started to think. He thought about how to change his life. And he tested the bitterness of failure. Yes, if I fall, I have to rise. That's why it's written in Proverbs, for a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again. Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, do not despair if you fall every day, and do not give up, but stand your ground bravely, and assuredly the angel who guards you will honor your patience. So if I fell, I have to stand up again. And so Mark, he knows very well his weaknesses, and he started to raise up, and he started to stand up. He knows what he should do. And another one, God was preparing another person like Barnabas to encourage him. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Galatians 6:1. St. John Chrysostom, he said, the church is not a court of condemnation, but a hospital for sinners. The personality of Paul is very strong in service, and he said, if someone starts a service, he has to continue his service. Doesn't mean that you have, it's whatever you're going to face, you have to not stop yourself. And there's another person he named Barnabas. He took care about this soul, Mark. He was very gentle with him. And he said, okay, I know you are weak. And the church should be, if in the service, yes, they're going to find someone, he's very strong and very sharp in his service. And another person, he's very gentle. The church, it plays like a hospital for anyone, for new weaknesses. We're not condemning anyone. We're not judging anyone in the church. Maybe when for example, like servant coordinator or abuna, for example, talk to a servant, for example, no, Habib, you have to start your service, you have to continue your service, you have to do this. This is the right to put him on the right way. But again, anyone will not judge anyone. The church here for it's a hospital for our weaknesses. I'm here because he's going to heal me. I'm inside the church because he's going to heal me. And from rejection to reconciliation, what is that? St. Paul, when we start to serve, when we start to change ourselves, everything is going to be changed. St. Paul, who reject before Mark, he said, I need him. He's very useful for me. He said, in Galatians, he said, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoners, greets you. With Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are a comfort to me. And in another place, in the 2 Timothy, he sent a message to Timothy, a letter, he said, get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for missionary ministry. So, useful for you, you reject him before. Yeah, I reject him before, but he transformed himself, and I see him perfect after. He learned from his weaknesses, and he became a great man, a great saint. Here is the difference. I have to understand that even I have weaknesses. By the grace of God, and if someone is rejecting me because according due to my weaknesses, God is going to transform me to a better man, to the best. I'm going to be a different person. Mark, who flew from Gethsemane naked, he went to Egypt and he started a mission. From failure to successor. But how he transformed? By the grace of God. Paul, who rejected him before, he said, I need him because he is very useful for me. From rejection to reconciliation, the one called useless became useful, a servant of reconciliation. That is what God does. He turns our wounds into wisdom and our past mistakes into future ministry. And he started to write the gospel. This gospel, if you read the gospel, it's different a little bit than the other gospels. He tried to say, Jesus Christ, how he's humble. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. He didn't appear Christ as a king. He didn't appear as a teacher. He tried to present Jesus Christ as a servant for all. He's compassionate and humble. If you read the gospel, you will touch this part. You will not touch, for example, as a king. If Jesus Christ is a king, you will not touch Jesus Christ. He's a teacher. No, all the gospel the same tone with I am a servant, and he's reflecting his life. From you can imagine. Mark, he was very well educated. So Mark, he was very well educated. And he felt that he's good. So in the beginning, his life, he started to like to feel that I am good. I am very well educated. And maybe when he saw the other disciples as fishermen, so he said like they're not very well educated like me. So he compared himself by the disciples. That's why he fell from the beginning. So he started to humble himself, start his life by humility after the failure. That's why he's trying to reflect this in the gospel, to let the people know who is Christ. Christ is servant, he's compassionate, the humble. Again, and in St. Cyril of Alexandria, he said, he who is humble in heart is already like the Lord who said, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. So Mark was a mirrors the message of his gospel. He became a servant of servants, carrying the word to Egypt and Africa, founding the church that still bears fruit to this day. And finally, the crown of victory. Even after the failure, after the witnesses, after his success in his mission, by the end of the day, he received the crown of victory, martyrdom. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. And always, I'm always looking to, I hope that my eyes should like look to the heaven all the time. Even I am on the earth and I'm enjoying the earth. But I have to understand also that I have another life. My eyes should be raised to the heaven all the time. That's why it was he received the crown of victory. So some lessons quickly. A praying home builds future saints. Failure is not the end. We have to learn from our weaknesses. So when we fall, we rise again in Christ's mercy. We have to encourage the people not to condemn. Even we see someone is weak, so we have to be to encourage him. We have to serve with humility. I'm not putting myself, I'm saying I am or I know more than the others. No, I have to serve with humility and follow the path of Christ and persevere until the end. I know that we're going to pass through many things in our life, but we have to persevere to the end. Even it pains, but we receive the crown. He who begin a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And finally, like St. Mark's life reminds us that God delights in restoration. No past failure, no sin, no weaknesses is too great for the mercy of God. That's why may God open our hearts to learn from St. Mark. And we have to understand again that we are so proud of in our church that we have St. Mark, the great saint and the founder of our Coptic church. Again, among all the churches, they know that the Coptic church is very, very, very strong. And according to what? According to our faith, according to our fast, according to our fathers. And they know who is St. Mark, the founder. May God bless us and bless our days and to receive the gift from God as St. Mark received before. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Ni me nara ni We believe in one God, the Father, the Pando Krator, creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, into the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, for the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess and baptize for the remission of sins. We long for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Es muere nepo.